You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Hi, my name's Ali Plum. I'm Radio 101 Extra's film critic. It's my job to interview famous people and then review the movies that they are in.
I'm Sophia Lopercaro, and I am the SRA winner for Best Interview 2017.
What's one piece of advice you'd give somebody who, you know, is perhaps moving out of student media, going into sort of the big world of radio? If they want to sort of pursue your path, what advice would you give them?
Well, let me say this, is that there is no path to get to the exact job I have because it's so odd. Like, it is such a unique thing. There's Mark Kermode, but there are no other real radio stations that have a designated film critic, so that is unusual. But in terms of entertainment reporting and reviewing and music interviews and stuff like that, my advice would be, and I'm sure everyone on this podcast has said the exact same thing, be friendly, be kind, work hard, and be chill. Just be chill. People respond. Even if you're a workie, you'll want to be like, me, sir, yes, I've got this one. And whilst it's nice to be the guy that makes the cup of tea, do that, but do it in a... So do it so you're noticed, but don't do it so that you're always noticed. Just, I know it's very easy to go, just be cool, man. But I truly believe that's the secret. And I've been so lucky time and again in my career and in my life, but I don't think I would have got anywhere near where I've got to without knowing when to fold. And sometimes what you want to do is shout up and down and say, pick me, and you just have to be cool. So that's one point that I'm hitting over the head. I don't know whether you could speak on this.
I think obviously I'm still part of that. You know, I'm in my last year of uni, so I'm kind of trying to figure all that out now myself. But kind of going off what you said, Ali, I do a lot of that same thing. You kind of want the way that you network to be organic. You don't want it to be, you know, I'm not generally someone who's going to be like, hi, give me a job. I'm going to say, hi, can we get a coffee? Or, hi, could you give my demo a listen, maybe? But what I found is if you just are your genuine self, obviously you know how to be professional in a situation. If you do that, I find that it's helped me make some really great connections. Some people that have even become friends, and they'll be like, hey, I know this other person that I think might be useful to you. Let me put you in touch with them. And then that kind of spreads and that spreads. And so, like, a lot of the opportunities I've gotten, I haven't properly applied for a job in a while. It's been a lot of this person that I've talked to and got along with has said, you should apply for this. Here's the email. And it's kind of...
I'd second that.
Yep. It's natural.
That's how I got to Radio 1 is because I was friendly with the former movies producer, a guy called Andy Taylor, who now works for Capital in Wales. I knew him because I worked with him on a documentary done about 5 years previously, and it was all just about being the guy going, oh, you know what, Ali's not a bad guy. Let's give him a shot. But if you're the guy that was either a bit much or not forgettable, it's about finding... it's either being forgettable or a bit much, and it's finding that line of being pleasant and friendly and networking in a non-cloying, non-mechanical way. And scene.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.